This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital dwellers. It's your girl, Rachel Cotter, back with another dose of truth serum for your soul, and trust me, you need it. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like it's got some kind of hypnotic hold on you, sucking you in with endless streams of cat videos and news updates. You're not alone. We're living in the age of information overload, where our screens are constantly vying for our attention. But what if I told you there's a smarter way to navigate this digital jungle? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of screen time psychology, uncovering the tricks our brains play on us and how to break free from the cycle of endless scrolling and digital burnout. Get ready to take control of your relationship with technology, because knowledge is power, people. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. What exactly makes those screens so darn addictive? Well, there's this little neurochemical called dopamine. Think of it as a feel-good hormone that floods our brains when we experience something pleasurable. And guess what? Every notification, every like, every scroll delivers a tiny dopamine hit, making us crave more and more. It's like a digital roller coaster ride, leaving us wanting another loop. But here's the catch. Those dopamine spikes are fleeting. That initial rush fades quickly, leaving us feeling empty and yearning for that next fix. We become slaves to the cycle, constantly chasing that elusive high. Yikes, right? But fear not, digital detox warriors. Understanding this psychological game is the first step to breaking free. Number one takeaway. Be aware of those dopamine triggers. Identify what apps or websites pull you in like a moth to a flame and consciously limit your exposure. You don't have to go full on hermit mode, just be mindful of how much time you're spending scrolling aimlessly. Number two. Embrace the power of boredom. Yes, you heard that right. Boredom can actually be a catalyst for creativity and introspection. When we're not constantly bombarded with stimulation, our minds have space to wander and generate new ideas. So put down your phone, step outside, and let your mind roam free. Number three, curate your digital environment. Think of it like decluttering your physical space, only this time you're weeding out the digital noise. Unsubscribe from those email lists that drain your energy, mute notifications that don't serve a purpose, and follow accounts that inspire and uplift you. Surround yourself with positivity, people. Number four, schedule tech-free time. Just like we schedule meetings and workouts, dedicate specific blocks of time each day for digital detox. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation with a loved one, anything that helps you disconnect and recharge. Remember, life is happening outside your screen. Number five, practice self-compassion. This isn't about shame or judgment. We all struggle with screen time sometimes. It's okay to slip up. The key is to be kind to yourself, learn from those moments, and keep striving for balance. You know that feeling when you've been scrolling endlessly, then look up and realize hours have vanished? That happened to me last week. I was supposed to be writing this very podcast, but instead, I was lost in a rabbit hole of cat videos, don't judge. But here's the thing. I acknowledged it, laughed at myself, and got back on track. Think about a time when you were so engrossed in your phone that you missed something important happening around you, a conversation with a friend, a beautiful sunset, or even just the simple pleasure of sipping your morning coffee. That's when we realize those fleeting dopamine hits come at a cost. So remember, it's not about giving up technology altogether, it's about reclaiming your time, attention, and energy. By understanding the psychology behind screen time, you can make conscious choices that empower you to live a more fulfilling and balanced life. Keep those minds sharp, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with more digital detox tips and tricks. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and most importantly, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.